Miranda's Jewelers.
Hey, Narash.
Hey.
Sorry, I was on the phone when you called me just now.
Okay. So, I don't know if you noticed on my website, so we put you right in the front.
No, I haven't. Let me look. Let me look now.
Check it out.
Let's see.
We better sell a lot of diamonds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you doing a little holiday giveaway? That's nice.
Well, I have a TV local ad running from day after tomorrow. It has really nice. I can send you a link.
Oh, that's right.
But,
I remember you were doing that. That's right.
Yeah. It will run for 60 days for this month, and then 30 days from now until December 21, I think, and then it will run for Valentine's.
Mm.
30 days, and if it works out, we'll continue the whole year.
Good.
But, did you see it? Do you see what it is?
Yeah, I see. You put a diamond search bar, so I click that, and then it brings me to the search. That's awesome.
See?
Yeah.
Now, hopefully it will pay off.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing business with us.
Yeah.
Drop the price, but here's the problem, okay?
Okay.
And the diamond. So one of them is super nice. The other one has little nicks in the center part of it.
On what, the 180s?
Yeah. The expensive one, the 14,000 and change, it has that little feather type of thing on the side.
Okay.
Right towards the girdle. But the cheaper stone has right in the center a couple of them. So I'm having a hard time to convince him what option we have on this.
Wait, is it going based off of the plotting?
I mean, if you look at the GIA diagram, right, you will see.
Yeah, I mean, most of these outside ones have been done to naturals, so that's what, I mean, they're naturals. But the plottings are only much scarier than what the diamonds actually look like.
Well, when you put it under the microscope, that's where you see it.
Okay.
So I think I was trying to see, I'm on the website, 1.8, unless you know something somewhat else that is 1.8.
Yeah, I'm going into the search right now.
FSI1, that's 305397. No, that one. 3092.
So looking at the plotting, there's no, I guess, cavities in the center. They're more off to the side or underneath the stone, I guess. They're underneath the stone more.
Yeah, see, on the picture, it doesn't show.
But you
that.
Don't even see it in our 300 power video.
Yeah, but the microscope that I have is same. Okay, you can see it. Wait, see, this one, you can see on the side one. 3092, right, is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that's the one I'm talking about. But they're not going to see the diamond upside down, though.
This is the cheaper one? I thought this was
Yeah, that's
more
the cheaper one.
Huh, so the more expensive one has the bubble in the center.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking
so
at the plotting, and it's got a small cloud and then some small crystalline. But again, the plottings are much, much scarier than what the actual stones look like. So there's
this
no...
One is,
Because the indented naturals and stuff are on the outside sides, like the underneath for the more expensive one. And there's no...
The more expensive one has more stuff in the center, even on the side, compared to the less expensive one.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. The plotting, yeah, shows way more. But even looking at the sides, those are obviously done to naturals and whatnot. Those are very common in almost every single SI1. So the plotting just is a lot more scarier. The one, I do see what you're talking about in the center of the more expensive one. There's a small little cloud with some crystalline, but it's eye clean still. But this is what he, I mean, this is the other thing. We're still way over his budget is the problem. I mean, his budget just isn't.
What I need is, let me see. Just like the cheaper one, you know, cleaner in the center. Is there one?
Not that I'm seeing.
The other one, he likes it. No problem.
Okay. And he wants another. The problem is we have to have the same color. Hold on. Let me see what the other one was that they quoted me that matches the one that's more expensive. Hold on.
You guys are staying later nowadays?
Not yet. Not till the 1st of December. But we'll be here Saturday starting the 30th. Yeah, we usually will be start after Thanksgiving. Let me see if this matches. Bear with me. So the one you have, $771.56.54. So that would match. So there's another stone I could see if it's available. I don't know what it looks like. I can see if I can try to get a picture if it's available. So also, it was actually an original match to the more expensive one you have. It's also 180 FSI1 GIA, XXX9, same millimeter size, tables match, and it's $14,535, so the same price. Let me double check to make sure that's the correct one. Hold on, bear with me.
What's the number?
Hold on. Never mind. That is that exact number for the one you have. So there's another one. Okay, tables would still match there. 180 FSI1 GIA, excellent, very good, excellent, no fluorescence, for $14,715. I have to see if this is still available. If so, it'll match, just not a triple X, though. I don't have a P number for it.
Yeah, that won't work.
Why? Because I know you mentioned he can go outside now of triple X. It's excellent cut. Very good symmetry, excellent polish.
He just thinks that just the other stone, the cheaper one, is, you know, a lot less expensive and better looking diamond.
That's what I'm saying, though. This other stone could match that less expensive stone.
But he doesn't want very good. He needs triple X.
I'll have to see if there's anything else further. The only other stone I don't know, that's XXVG2. I mean, I have 180 ESI1 coming back, but that brings you all the way up to 15.
No.
And he wants two F colors. I guess I'll have to check New York and see if there's anything further.
Do you think there is a chance that is or not?
I have no idea. I have to check with them.
Yeah, well, he's just saying that, you know, how come this one is so much less than the other one. I told him the, you know, price has gone up. And
yeah, since we originally bought that one. Mm-hmm.
Is there any room on the second diamond that you can help with?
No, we're absolutely tight on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've already checked, trust me. When we were going through about the 2% thing, I checked.
Okay. So, if he decides to buy this, and if I need the certificate, how soon can I get it? Can you overnight it?
It depends. I know the FSI one, the one that's less expensive, we should have that in-house. Now, the one that's more expensive, that was a new diamond in New York City, so I would have to see if they have it. If they don't have it yet, then I could see how quick we can get it or if it's already on its way. Could be already on its way from overseas, so I have to do the back work on that.
Can you check on that one for me?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can catch one of the people upstairs. I don't think Lenny's still here. So I'm not here tomorrow, but I can. I think Lenny's gone already. Let me see if he's here. So bear with me. Okay, so it's possible that I could get it the next day. I'm not 100% sure. I would have to double check. And then in order to overnight certs, we do charge, because if not, we do second day for free.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So, let's say you check tomorrow morning.
I'm not here tomorrow.
Oh.
Sorry.
How can we check tomorrow? Can you assign someone? Or
yeah, I can see if Adrian can check, but what do you want me to double check?
If there is any other diamond that is comparable to the lower priced one, which does not have bubbles and things in the middle.
So now, when you say bubbles, what do you mean? Because there's a cloud, and then there's crystals, according to the
cloud.
Yeah,
cloud and crystal, okay.
So crystals are very common in SI1s.
Two spots in the center that is distinct under the microscope, whereas the other one doesn't have it in the center. It is more on the facet towards the girdle.
So more off to the side inclusions you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll email my New York office right now. And then they should get back to us by tomorrow. And then what I'll do is I'll have Adrian follow back up with you tomorrow because she's helping me out.
Okay.
And if it's the afternoon by the time I'm here, even though I won't be here, I can maybe call you. I just will be at the hospital with my son the first half of the day. So I just have to see when it comes through.
What are the chances they're going to have it?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know. I mean, it's a really good chance that we should have one, but I don't, I mean, I'm not sure. Well, I have to check to see. They're already closed today. They close earlier than we do.
All right. So somehow is it possible to find out in the morning? Because I'm really close on closing this sale.
I will try my best, Naresh. I can't make promises. But typically they're very quick about letting us know. So I should hear something in the morning. And then if that's the case, I'll have Adrian call you and let you know, okay?
So what about the diamonds? You got it, right?
Yeah. No. I emailed you back. I did not get them, but I tracked them this morning, and they were still in the Denver area. But your express mail has been taking 2 days every time you shipped. So they should be here tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know why.
That's why I always ask for tracking numbers. So if my inventory people ask, the tracking number's there, they can check it.
Okay, one last question. How do you explain them when they're objecting to that?
Objecting to what?
to that thing in the middle.
The clouds or the crystals?
Yeah.
I mean, so one thing you want to definitely explain to him, in terms of the plotting, if he's looking at the certs itself, plotting, you have to tell him plotting is way scarier than what the actual diamond looks like with the naked eye. In terms of clouds and crystals, you could try to get as much as you can off to the side, but it's an SI1. SI1s, you're going to have small little inclusions on there, but it is still 100% eye clean. Obviously, under magnification, you're going to see some of these stuff. That's why it's an SI1. The full term of SI1, if you want to tell them, is slightly imperfect 1. So slightly imperfect means it's not obviously perfect. It's not flawless.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Let me know in the morning. Thank
you. All right, I'll check with them, and we'll let you know, okay?
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.